Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Jolene,
I'ma stand by him. We gonna stand by me.
I'ma stand by
That's
him.
My favorite part.
Joe, did you see? Wow, 3 episodes in a row we speak about Beyonce. It's actually insane.
No,
it's actually.
Do you know what? Basically, Beyonce's on the mind. Clearly,
yeah, she's always on my mind.
She's always on my mind.
I have two thoughts that have been weighing on my mind.
What are they?
One, I hope Cassie's okay.
Yeah, I do as well.
I hope she's okay. And two, I really like Dermot O'Leary. And I really hope that there's no scandals about him. I think about it often.
The fact that that's what we have to think about these days is like, oh, well, then he has
scandals. Yeah, I'm nervous.
Jesus Christ.
Do you like Dermot O'Leary?
Love.
He's great, isn't it?
He's the best.
I love his spin.
You know what is interesting about him is like, he doesn't do very much, but we just love him. He's like very subtly funny and just likable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Dermot's very chill when you think about
it. He's like the perfect presenter because he doesn't steal the show.
No, he doesn't.
It's not about him.
Yeah.
But he has a presence.
He's got a presence and a personality. But I find it interesting. It's like he is the nation's sweetheart in a sense.
He is. And he's here to stay for me.
Huh?
He's here to stay.
Do you think?
I hope so.
Okay, yeah. I hope so.
Also, I switched on the TV the other day and I don't know if it was like ITV and I was like, fucking heck, can we get some new presenters?
I think that all the time.
Just
when you turn on the TV, it's the same people,
it's the same people.
From the noughties, the 90s. Yeah. It's the exact same people.
Dermot can stay. But
he's the only one. But they're literally recycling the same roster.
And they look, I'm not saying they should get off because they look old, but I'm like, you're literally aging.
Yeah, yeah. We're watching you age, right?
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Do you remember Cilla Black? Gotta love Cilla Black.
Oh, it's dead, isn't it? She's dead.
Yeah, she is. Sorry, I don't know why. The way you said
surprise,
that.
Surprise.
She was the best.
Yeah, she was.
Great presenter.
What did she do again? Blind Date.
Blind Date.
Blind Date.
We need that back. Why did Blind Date ever get cancelled? That's such a good show.
Was it not revamped at some point?
Yeah, these days I'm really that she's dead.
Yeah.
People of this generation didn't know about it. Sorry for the context. For the younger listeners out there, Blind Date was a show where Cilla Black, who you've definitely never heard of, had three men or women come on and basically like hidden behind a panel. We could see them, but the person who was looking for a date couldn't. And they would ask them questions. The person looking for the date would ask all of the women questions and pick someone based on their answers. And it was so
It was fun.
I wonder if there's any success stories from that, like marriages.
There was.
Oh, good. All right.
There was.
Was there?
Because, I'm sure it was. So, you know, are you guys a couple?
Yes.
He done one in London and someone said they met on
Blind Date.
Yeah, Blind Date. Yeah.
And he's a finder.
In a Brick Lane, I think they were.
Oh, crazy. Are they really old?
They're old. Yeah, they're old. Yeah, yeah.
That's imagine so that. Cute.
I want to be match mate.
I was just going to say, same. Oh, but
Will.
Whoops.
He doesn't listen to me.
Never know what's that.
Okay. No. Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. Matt, would you trust then? Who would you trust?
No, not a professional.
Oh.
Or like, maybe, I don't think.
Not a friend.
No. Do you know what? Now I work in TV, I'm like, they don't care who they
match. Don't give a fuck.
They want a storyline.
About professional. Yeah,
no, they
literally.
They don't care about who I match.
They
with.
Literally want the storyline.
But, yeah, I would. I date very badly. I need help. I do. I have to admit to myself.
What do you think you do wrong?
I just date one person. Like, dating, you're meant to just continuously date and, like, yeah, date multiple people, yeah, and kind of, like, yeah, just keep it moving. I don't do that. I date one block period of time. Block.
But I think a lot of people do that. Not everybody's about the, especially in the black community, about the
That's
multiple.
What I mean. It's bad. You're meant to just keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving.
But you know what? That can go two ways. I think it could make you a bit too, like, yeah, there'll be another one tomorrow. Or, like, I've got three, so who cares about this one?
Well,
you know,
I can confirm this approach isn't working for me. So it's important to try something new.
Okay, so, okay, fine.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't think, yeah, I think especially in the black community, and well, let's just say it's for me personally, I feel like I, yeah, I just don't date enough. Like, I don't, and also, I don't really know where to start. Like,
I just,
how do you date better? Like, put yourself out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you date badly. I think it's just hard to find the one. I think that's genuinely all it is. Because I feel like you just date like a normal person.
Yeah, I do date like a normal person. But there's no need. I wouldn't say get serious, but maybe just not become exclusive.
So
yeah, yeah, maybe it's just like, okay, I'm dating you. I do like you. But I can also maybe meet someone on Saturday night and like give them a number.
Yeah,
I'm not, you're not my
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're not my man.
So,
yeah, that's... Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think I just need to do
a
better job of that.
Black people do that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I do. Yeah. So yeah, for me, I think I just need to kind of like just say it a little bit more openly, I think.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, don't commit until you actually know that you want to commit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll this hasn't happened to me recently, but like you'll be dating someone exclusively and they're like, well, not together until we're married. Like, they got some extreme standards. I'm like, oh, should have known.
Yeah.
You know?
Here I've been.
Yeah.
Twiddling my thumbs on a Saturday night waiting for you to call. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm not with you until you're my wife. So it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I just think I need to do a better job of, like, just dating a bit more freely. I have it in me. I just haven't done it. I don't know why.
Yeah. I guess it's also because it's, like, it's hard to find multiple people that you like
exactly
at once.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to find one in general, let alone
there was one,
a few at one
there
time.
Was one summer I was probably going for it. It's weird, but not in a way of like I was actually dating them and seeing them. It was just more like, oh, there's someone here. Oh, I met someone. They were like, oh,
yeah. You know what? Just, there's something that happens sometimes. I believe many a woman goes through it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the moon and you know when it's a full moon or something, but like everyone has their era of like, they're just all onto me. And you're like, there's just action.
It just comes
quickly. Like, and it might last a few months, but it lasts a few weeks.
Yes.
But it happens every now and then. It's just a mad surge
what's
of
going
like,
on?
Everyone wants me. Everyone. Not one, all of them.
From all different angles. Yeah. As well.
I think it's an energy thing.
Yeah.
But I've can't quite put my finger on what the energy is.
Yeah.
I do remember back in the day, there was a certain hairstyle I did. Everywhere I went. And it was
what
just
what was the hairstyle?
The man named Glucose. I'm gonna decline saying it because it was I don't know, it feels embarrassing.
Oh, I wish you could just whisper it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I feel like,
if I say it, it's gonna make me sound ridiculous.
I'm gonna scroll on your screen. I'll be like, all right, let me look for the hairstyle.
It's like, I feel like saying it is going to make people go, that? It's not like a bust down wig, do you know what I mean? It's some ridiculous hairstyle.
But black women say it all the time, sometimes it's like a particular hairstyle.
It's like,
whoa.
Yeah.
I get that. I feel like I was in my blonde stage and it was
me, I was on TV.
Oh yeah, you was on TV. Yeah. It's like all different.
Yeah.
Look at me now with my bush.
Yeah.
My little
back
bush.
At one point it was my ginger. I've lost all my hair now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to let me bald.
Oh, because you're ginger.
Thanks.
Ooh,
yeah,
you was that girl.
I was.
You was. That was the era.
And it's all, it's all gone.
Yeah.
The era, the hair, the lot. It's all gone.
Oh, we suffer as women, isn't
we
it?
We really
but
suffer.
But I know what you mean. Sometimes it's just an energy.
There's a source to you.
Yeah.
And it's just everyone wants you.
Yeah.
So this summer, you'll have another one. Yeah, man.
God willing.
All the men, then we're going to want you. We're going to be fighting.
I can't keep up. Use this card.
Oh, God. Wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Oh, my God. So much blaze on me.
I love that face of like, oh, he's calling me. You know, you pick up and you're like,
hello? Hello? Yeah.
It's like, because it's all new where you don't talk on the phone like that yet. So you're like, how do I sound?
You know, you got the phone up bare high from the angle on FaceTime. It's like, I can't do the angle.
No, you can't.
Like,
you can't see all of my chins yet.
It's so weird when something's fresh, isn't it? Because you're like, new, fresh
it's
person.
It's really cute. I'm just thinking about how do I look before you FaceTime? You know when you do the test run? You get the camera and you're like, how do I look? Like, because you have to look the perfect level of like, obviously I didn't get dressed for the FaceTime, but I do look cute naturally. You have to wait till, I used to wait until a day that like I've worn makeup and I'll be like,
on the way
when
home.
I get home.
That is so
I'm not wearing
true.
Makeup at home.
Have you ever felt like there was at any point in your life where you felt uncomfortable being around a man without makeup? Being around a man without makeup?
No.
You never felt like you needed to do the big reveal or like, not the big reveal, but you felt
maybe
uncomfortable.
Do you know what I'm thinking? In uni, I did. I remember in uni, I was dating a guy and I would sleep wearing my makeup.
Yeah. I think I've been there as well.
I've had that.
It doesn't necessarily have to be heavy, but
it's just a little something. Yeah. And then by the time I wake up, I'm like, sorry, how the fuck was my makeup not all over their pillow? I must have slept like a log. Yeah, I must have.
On your back.
Because there was no makeup on their pillow. But like, I wouldn't take my makeup off. And then in the morning, there would be like remnants of it. And it's like, just enough to make me look fresh-faced.
You know what it is as well? For me, it's like under my eyes, they're like quite dark.
So that was what it was.
When I wipe the concealer off, I'm just like, whoa, you
panda.
Tired as hell.
Yeah.
But just a little
panda,
bit.
Panda. That was my thing. I don't remember when I got past it, but I wouldn't say it was like crippling for me.
Got you.
So it wasn't a moment. It was like, I finally showed my face.
It just
happened.
I know what you mean.
But yeah, around the uni time, I remember for sure.
It's so weird, like when you're younger, you have like insecurities in some areas, and as you get older, you're like,
oh.
Mine used to be my back knee.
Camera.
Yeah, camera. We used to phone on the camera.
No makeup.
I was saying that today actually, where I used to get really annoyed when people used to take videos of me. But to the point, it's like, I'm actually being bad vibes. So maybe I'm not being expression about how I actually feel about videos. Because I'm getting annoyed at you, but you're actually not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
You're just taking a video of me. Why is that so bad? Yeah. But you're annoying me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see myself. Yeah. But I'm like, but people thought I was a psycho. I'm like, stop this.
Stop recording me. Like, ooh, yikes. A lot of people feel like that though.
Yeah. I kind
of
got over
it.
I guess with us doing videos and stuff.
Yeah, that's helped.
Yeah, it's helped a lot. But yeah, mine used to be my back knee.
I remember one time
me and my ex were like, he was literally fighting me for hours. Like, okay, I'm exaggerating, not hours, but like maybe a good 30 minutes trying to pull down my top to see my back. He's like, what's the problem?
Like, why?
And it was my worst nightmare for him to see my back. And now I'm like,
yeah.
I always say, and I'm going to stick to it, what is behind me doesn't concern me. Like, I was saying to my friend the other day, she was like, oh, my back fat. I'm like, but it's behind
me. It's behind
like,
you.
You know, I don't
Why
care.
Would you concern yourself
it's
with
it's
that?
Behind me.
How could like, that be how you console yourself? It's nothing to do with me. It's behind me.
But like, what is it? Don't get it. I think you don't get what's the problem.
That's so funny. How can you say it's behind me?
It's behind.
It's not front of me.
Do you know, even a small one, actually. So I slipped my hair, put like gel on the top, and then underneath I thought, behind, no point, man. I'm not gonna see that.
That's all that matters. For me, it's the polar opposite. I'm like, it's so vulnerable. I don't know what it looks like from behind.
Okay.
I could look like a psychopath. That's proper one of my things. Like, I could look mad from the back. So when you remember, even when we went on our hike, I know I look crazy because like I'm always conscious of like that's a view that I never see. Like even
it's
things
true,
like my face, I always think everybody else sees my face more than I do.
Mm.
So like I could have an expression that I do that I never have a clue.
Yeah.
Because I don't look in the mirror and talk all day. Do you know what I mean? Like, but maybe when I talk, I've got maybe I've got like an underbite. I don't know.
Montana used to get on to me because I do this thing of like, so say if I walk into a shoe shop, I'm not gonna be like, hi guys. But I'm because I like to be friendly, I don't want to have like a straight face. So I do this.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like
you do
a half smile.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Like, I have a little bit of that.
I
well.
Like, what is so grommet? I can't remember. Why do you do that face?
It's like, I do that
half
as well.
Smile.
It's like, you're being silly.
Weird.
Yeah. Like, but you look weird.
Like,
yeah. I actually had someone pull me up on it recently.
Really?
I was like, why are you making that face? And I was like, oh. And that's actually what I was daydreaming about when I was thinking, like, I might have a face that I just never know that I make.
Yeah, it's true.
Everyone sees me more than I do.
It's so annoying with, like, life, because you have to do the work to get to a place.
Mm.
But if only you just listen to people who are older than you. So, for example, when I was, like, 22, I might have cared if, like, a guy didn't reply.
Mm.
And, like, now when I'm 31, I'm like, all right, we move.
Yeah.
But, like, at the age of 22, I'm sure a 30-year-old woman was like, girl, just it's move on. Like, deep, yeah. Just date. Yeah, and I'm like, yeah. Come on.
But it means everything it means to me right
everything.
Now. It's crippling.
I wish there was just shortcuts. I'm
yeah,
just
there's
caring.
No way you have to go through the trenches to eventually develop a lack of care for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It's, yeah, it's really interesting how when you're young, like, these things literally, especially when it comes to men, they're so defining for you.
So defining.
Like, if a guy airs you, it's like, I'm the ugliest woman alive.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, remember that?
Mm.
When you internalize like a late reply or you just like lack of engagement.
Chat, that group chat. Ugh. Are we dating the same guy, whatever?
Yeah.
We've mentioned it a few times on the pod. But I've seen some posts on there that make me think, are these people crazy? But it's because I've forgotten the old life that we've all probably lived of like a guy taking long to reply and you lose your mind. Yeah. You're like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Is he ever going to come back? Mm. When he does, how do I play it cool?
Yeah.
And like, you're so angry because he's aired you for 6 hours and you're like, I bet he's been messaging everybody else. Especially, oh my God, they're fucking all incriminating WhatsApp. Last seen online.
Oh my gosh, remember that? Yeah.
Oh my
I just turn mine off.
You'll see him come online.
Yeah.
And he goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, no. And by the time he does it 50 times, you're like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Because you're actually ignoring me.
Or the worst is when they've like arranged a date on Saturday and it's like Thursday, Friday, and they still haven't said anything. They haven't confirmed. It's like, do I need to do my nails? Do I need to do my hair?
Oh my God.
Waiting, but I don't want to sound too desperate. So like, let me not say anything.
The games. I wonder how successful those games are. Like, I wonder how much of a difference it would have made back then to say, hey, did you see my message? Or like, to say, are we still meeting on Saturday? Like, I wonder if that would make him go, what a dickhead. I ain't taking her out.
She's probably, you know.
Probably, yeah. Back then. Yeah.
Even now. I think men are university kind of trash.
Yeah, they are, to be
so
fair.
And even the women on are we doing the same
quite
guy.
Basic.
I think they're older as well. So it's just people still experience these things. But oh my gosh, yeah, it's the worst. But I think these things still exist, but we just do a better job of dealing with it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in the last couple of months, I've definitely been triggered by something.
Yeah.
But it's just not the end of my world.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's not crippling.
There was a time that I used to go to my friends and be like, girls, he hasn't replied since 12. And we'd be there in the group chat going, oh my God, has he replied yet? Oh my God, he's online. Oh my God, I saw him tweet. Like, we would all be there investigating, like, oh my God, oh my God. And we were all deeply invested in it. Each and every one of us deeply invested.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't replied.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Insane. And like, I don't know, recklessly working out before a date because you want to look slimmer.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably in your head because how much weight you're going to lose
literally
in a week.
Literally in
like,
one day.
It's just all those things that just didn't matter.
Yeah.
You just put so much emphasis on it. For what? Nothing.
We just gave ourselves free heads.
Sometimes I think about like the guys that are like, I've lost sleep over and I'm like,
you lose
completely
them.
Forgot about
yeah.
you. And you are a loser.
Yeah. It's crazy how you forget about them in general.
Yeah.
Like, you literally forget they're alive. I have certain guys that I'm like,
oh my gosh,
him. And at one point, he was everything.
Yeah.
He was fucking everything. The number of people you convinced yourself back then that you're going to marry. The number of people I married in my head. Yeah. And had children with Jesus Christ.
It's so true. Also, it's interesting, actually, when you kind of like struggle with your self-esteem, how much, even if you don't visualize you getting married to them, just the general rejection.
Yeah.
Is like so painful. Yeah. I've even been in positions where like, I don't even necessarily want to be with you, but you reject me.
And that makes me.
It's heartbreaking.
Cool. Yeah, yeah. I think that could still happen to me now.
Yeah.
Actually, nah, I don't know.
You don't think?
Not that it's impossible, but it's way less likely.
Okay.
Because I feel like in like recent years, I've had people who I'm like, I do not care about you.
Mm.
And I've probably clocked like, oh, he's on a date.
Do you know what I mean? That's actually very true. Yeah. I think I've experienced that as well. It's like, I actually don't really care.
Mm.
But yeah, maybe on the wrong day, if I'm not feeling too great about myself or whatever.
I think it can only work for me if I know that I could have them.
Yeah.
That's the only time that I'm like,
yeah.
Because if I'm honest, the people that I'm thinking of, it's because if I wanted.
Like, yeah. I'm talking about the ultimate, like, he's actually, he went on a date with you and just.
And he's just like not on you. It.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever sometimes, experienced that.
Do you know with women, it really depends on the day sometimes. Like sometimes we really care and then sometimes we don't. Like I went on a date. Oh no, but he did come back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They always come back.
I was going to say like, oh, I did think, oh, that's a bit
painful
at the moment. And it's like, oh, okay.
Do you think you've ever just been outright rejected?
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
But not in a way like I'm super put myself out there. Do you know what? I can't explain. Like,
I'm thinking of one scenario.
So am I.
That's a great like, Sorry.
But it depends on like how invested I am. Mm. Like, I kind of find rejection a bit funny. So, for example, like if I just fancy someone from afar and they rejected me, I'm like, oh, that's funny. Yeah. But like if I dated them and they got to know me, and I've given part of myself to them and they're like, nah, not for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
That's a bit like...
No, that's painful.
Yeah.
Have you ever shot your shot with someone?
No, you know.
Mm,
I never
that's
have.
That's terrible.
It's bad, isn't it?
That's really bad.
I just don't
bad.
Really like really fancy people like that.
To be willing to put it all on the
and
line.
The guys that kind of shoot my... maybe I slightly have... It's that I know you're not even for me. I just like the look of you. Like there's a certain type of fuckboy that I like.
And same.
Yeah, but I know that like we're not compatible.
We're not compatible.
But I like you. I like the look of you. And maybe if I was a different type of person in another life,
yeah,
you'll be all mine.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'll never forget. I had this guy. Oh my god, this guy. Yeah, I was feeling him here. I was literally like, you're a bit of me, and. I think I followed him on Instagram and he followed me back. And I said, okay. I saw him at a party, Rukia. We were looking at eyes the whole night. And I was like, yes, it's going to fucking happen. He came over to talk to me at the bar. And I was acting like, His friend swooped in and was like, you're right.
Oh.
And basically took over the moving to. And the guy was like, yikes. And stepped back like, all right, I see you. And I was like, no, don't see me. I don't want him. I don't fucking want him.
That.
I love you. Yeah. I've been loving you.
You should have messaged him and be like, sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Rukia, I was so upset. I was so upset.
What is wrong with people?
When I say he cock blocked, like, and he knew what he was doing. You knew exactly what he was doing. Oh my God.
What a fool.
Burned me, man.
Yeah.
Because that guy was buff.
Yeah. Do you know when a guy's like, like you're even like,
oh wait, even, is this bird?
Yeah. It's actually true. Yeah, never. A whole man.
I'm actually crying.
If the shoe was on
I said
the upper-
he was a buff. Let him ever go on a podcast and say she was pen girl. She was I'll actually shoot him.
But
I'm joking. You know,
but men are like visual creatures. So it's kind of a little bit different.
It's way different.
Yeah.
As much as I'm saying he was buff, it doesn't mean
it. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah. You didn't like him like that.
No.
Yeah. Exactly,
and also, for the record, this was so many years
ago. Yeah, it was so long ago. 20 years old, right?
Not far off. I think I was 25.
Yeah. long time ago. But you changed.
I love you. I love you to bits. I love you. I love you.
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby. You're the only one for me. Sorry, that's really fun.
No,
as it came out, I was like,
you know?
Wait a minute. This seems a bit bad.
Do you know what? So I always say this though, like sometimes I get a man's frustration. Like this is a bit mad what I'm about to say, but like I get a man's frustration when like he cheats, but it wasn't that deep. Because like, well, she didn't mean
anything. Like, sorry,
you know, like,
that's,
I don't
really
know,
funny.
You might have been out and you might have given a guy your number. Like, you literally never speak. Like, yeah, it never was that. Like,
I know what you mean.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Like, yeah, I think about that because I'm trying to figure out the right way to say this. Yeah, I try to think. Sometimes I find myself in situations where I'm like, am I being a hypocrite?
Yes,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
know that if I'm honest with myself, yeah, I feel like I'm making myself sound like an absolute bitch. But I was going to say, I could probably flirt with someone
okay.
and know that it means nothing. I'm not saying I would do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I could 100% have a flirt and know that it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I say absolutely nothing, I couldn't mean that more.
Yeah.
But like, if my man was to ever flirt with a woman, I dump him.
Yeah, it's like, what the?
It's
you've
over.
Cheated.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy, isn't it? I guess yeah. sometimes being you is a privilege because you know exactly what happened
exactly.
and you know what the vibe is.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you
know your
know,
heart and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't speak for anybody else. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah. Like maybe he was thinking, I could have sex with her.
Yeah.
But like, I would never think that.
Yeah.
I would never, never think that. I genuinely wouldn't. I'm trolling, obviously. But, yeah.
So you think, well, are women just emotionally cheat and men just...
Fuck off.
So what do you think? I feel like we
I think we all cheat.
Yeah, cheat, yeah.
This
yeah.
whole men don't emotionally cheat thing is absolutely
they do. Men are emotional.
Men are more emotional than women.
They
I
are.
Think.
They are.
I think it's just
irrationally emotional.
I think men think that being emotional is crying.
Yeah.
And it's like, you and me, it's so emotional. It's like, if because we cry. But like, men are way more emotional.
So emotional.
Like, they're whoa, erratic. Whoa, whoa. They get frustrated.
Yeah.
They don't know how to express their emotions. Yeah. So it's like, they just do crazy things.
Yeah.
It's like, when you see men having midlife crisis and selling the house to secretly buy a Ferrari.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
were emotional. Yeah. You didn't know how to manage your emotions.
It's true.
Like,
the prostitutes, the gambling.
Yeah, literally.
Like,
you just don't know how to manage your yeah. emotions. You're very emotional. You're probably feeling unloved and you don't know what to do. Like,
oh
way more
gosh.
Emotional than we are. I find it so frustrating. A lot of the narratives that are against women, I'm like, this is a scam.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have actually scammed us into being these like erratic creatures who like have no self-control. We're so controlled.
No, we actually do.
We go through so much and really go through it well.
Mm.
How often do you see a woman having a midlife crisis? Like,
it's not funny. I'm going to share it, but it's not actually funny, but it is a little bit funny if you saw. But I remember my ex, I was like, I was walking out the door and I was like, I don't love you. And then like he threw like a box of potatoes on the floor and like whacked his hand on the floor and it bled. And I was like, it's a big stream.
How did, like, how did his hand bleed?
He's like,
and
threw,
he slapped the floor.
Slapped the potatoes. Threw the potatoes on the floor. Whacked his hand on the floor. Like, yeah, how can you whack your hand and it bleeds?
And it bleeds. That's what I'm
yeah.
saying. How the hell?
Literally like crouched on the floor, whacked his hand on the floor and it bled.
I mean, that's a lot of emotion
yeah,
right
lot,
there.
A lot of emotion.
Incredibly
obviously
emotional.
Crazy as well. But
yeah,
men are just, yeah.
Very emotional beings.
Very emotional. You think we should be kinder to men? Some like, because I really struggle because we should be kinder, but also we're too kind. So what do we do?
I
know.
Think, oh, go on.
I think we should be kinder to ourselves and kind. We should still be kind
yeah.
to men,
yeah.
but kinder to
ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. And I think the kindness that, what we call kindness to men is actually just like excuses. Like we just allow them to get away with whatever
yeah.
they want. And we say that that's us being kind. That's not kind.
Yeah.
Like that's being unkind to ourselves and just being accepting. Accepting isn't always kindness. So like, I think we need to be more kind in a real way. So, like, I guess considerate, but not necessarily meaning being like a doormat.
Yeah, and not compromising yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's, I think the reason that the kindness that we need to offer to men is like with the why. Mm. Like, we don't talk enough about the why they're like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just like, men are so this, men are so that. Bad. Mm-hmm. And I think being kind to men would be to say, okay, they are like this.
Yeah.
But why are like that? They like that.
Yeah.
And that added layer, or peeling that layer back, is where kindness can exist. Because it's like, oh, maybe we could be less this, and that would cause them to be less that.
Mm.
Or like, we could be considerate of like, being considerate of that why might stop it from happening. I feel like I'm speaking really cryptically, but hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, if and why. Maybe the why, we try.
Algebra.
Do you know what I mean? And then you do 2 minus C and you get a man.
Oh, there was a TikTok of a girl and I was like, yes. She was saying, what was she saying? She was like, women need to learn how to like, what's that, move on? Oh, I can't remember. Sorry. She just said, I'm boring you. You're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, both tired. But yeah, she just said that we need to learn how to like, kind of like separate our emotions from facts or something like that. And learn to just keep, you know what? I'm going to watch it again. And then the next episode, I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because I thought it was really interesting what she was saying.
Okay.
But I'm just literally chatting shit. But yeah, I think women, we need to like, yeah, just prioritize ourselves way more than we actually do. Mm. And sometimes I guess also being kind is like, you can deliver the kindness with the truth. So it's like, you have problems, you need help. Maybe it's where you could get help.
Sorry, that's really funny. Like, so maybe you can be kind and tell them, you have problems, you need help.
Like, just keep it moving. Yeah, I just think we just do such a bad job of it. And I'm still, this is still something that I'm just struggling. Like, it's like, how do you stop compromising yourself as a woman?
Mm.
Like, when that is, I guess, your whole sense of being is like compromising. It's really hard.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I think it's more so about like doing that compromising. First of all, no, we shouldn't compromise ourselves so much. But also it's like, compromising for the right person. Because I think that in the right relationship, that compromise is very two-sided. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not very good at acknowledging our shortcomings.
Yeah.
I think we're a lot more vocal about men's shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can often feel like we don't have any, because men aren't actually as vocal about us.
Yeah.
I don't think they... Sorry, I'm trying to think if I'm being ignorant in what I'm saying, because I'm speaking from a perspective of like, I'm talking about good men and women, to be fair.
Mm.
But I don't think your good man is like exceptionally vocal about what he doesn't like about women. But I think your good woman is incredibly vocal about what she doesn't like about men. Like, the scales are skewed. And the reality is, like, there's no way we're perfect. We've got our shit too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm also mean, like, in sense of, like, I think generally, like, I think I've said this many times before, like, women are always willing to do the work.
Mm.
Whereas guys either love you and they're committed or they're not.
Yes.
Whereas a woman, even if she's not in love with you,
she's still willing to do the work.
Like,
yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's about doing it for that right person.
Yeah, for the right person. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Because I've definitely been in situations that I'm sure the guy actually thinks I'm in, the things I'm willing to compromise on, you probably think I'm in love with them.
Yeah.
Like, they're but it's like, oh no, you're actually not.
Yeah.
I'm just a woman and I'm taught to stick at things.
Yeah. My setting is to work at it.
Yeah. And like, when I actually reflect on, yeah, like, what am I getting out of this? Nothing, apart from hopefully the badge of I rode it out with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe I'm like, going to be your woman.
Yeah. And then even then, what does that look like if I don't actually like you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, especially to younger girls out there, please don't. But it's hard because I think there's also a lot of women who, or the, maybe the younger generation in particular, are like, don't deal with that. And I think we're focusing on the wrong things. in terms of what they're willing to put up with and what they're not. Like, oh, what? You're not, you don't have a good job. Nah, see you later. I'm not dealing with that. Oh, you're not this. Nah, sorry, not dealing with that. Like, these are all things that they're not good. If you end up, and that what actually happens with those types of women, not even younger generation, like even older women as well, when you focus on like the shallow things, you can get that, and then you're willing to compromise on a whole on load of else, other stuff. Yeah,
because you got tick those boxes.
Yeah. And then you become stuck because he, like, I don't know, feeds you this lifestyle that you need to be maintained, and then you're stuck, and then he mugs you off, and you're his property now.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a shame because I think a lot of that mentality is bred of like being let down.
Because
I think a lot more women than not are willing to just, like you said, ride it out and put up with stuff.
Yeah.
But I think when that doesn't work, people always just go back to basics. And it's like provisions, you know, what can you provide for me? How easy are you going to make my life? Because if I'm honest, looking for all that other stuff hasn't worked for me. Do you know what I mean? So
at least we're fed up. Women are fed up.
Yeah.
And
so we're essentially going back to like, the drawing board of like, what are the basic things that a man can give me? Because this, essentially, you're giving up on love. So it's hard and it's sad.
It's so tiring. I definitely kind of feel like, do you know what? I'm actually not particularly, my love life is quite interesting. I'm like single, but I'm actually kind of just fine. I'm just like, I'm just doing me. Like, I don't feel enthusiastic about love, but also don't feel like exhausted by it. It's like,
Like,
I'm not desperately looking for love.
Yeah.
I'm not physically like optimistic. I'm just existing.
It's good. I think
see what floats my way.
I think, I think this is like rite of passage. I think a lot, as a girl and a young woman, you spend so many years being told that like all of your worth and everything is leading up to that big hurrah of I'm engaged and you've got a man or whatever. And that's literally what success looks like.
Yeah.
And I think most women, when they get into their 30s, they realize that there's so much more to life than that. And there's so much joy outside of that.
Yeah.
And you kind of detach yourself from that idea a bit. And then you start to look at love for what it is.
I think I'm just kind of tapped out of like the whole.
It's a come down. Yeah. But it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, no,
because
it's not.
We put it on a pedestal for too long.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like when you do meet someone, hopefully they'll just be for you, and you're not looking for the constant validation. It's like, I'm genuinely just looking for love.
Yeah.
You know, if you can provide that, great. If you can't, then
Sling also your great. Rook. Yeah, yeah.
Sling your rook. I don't want to see
your face. It's good either way. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm good without you.
My song.
Is that Honey?
No, Black.
Was it in the Honey film?
It might have been.
Yeah. I'm good without you. Oh my God, Omarion was the first man I ever had feelings for. Genuinely.
I think.
As in, I felt it in my heart. I was
think
like,
same. He was my screensaver on my computer. You know, I genuinely find stuff like that fascinating. That like, my parents would watch me turn on the computer every single day to a Black man. And
it's
they just let me get on with it.
Your 50 Cent poster.
Yeah, the 50 Cent poster. He's in a bulletproof vest and he's an old man.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm a better... Sorry, that was going to sound bad. I was going to say, I hope I'm a better parent. But when I say that, I mean, I hope I'm a better parent
in
than
a way,
what I'm thinking of myself.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I could never let that. But you have to let your kids go through the phase of like
fancying people.
Yeah, and exploring and discovering their sexuality.
Ooh. No, I remember looking at him thinking, I have feelings.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I didn't, you know, it felt good, but I couldn't quite place them. I was like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
I fancy someone.
I'm so dead.
Like, ooh.
That first crush, man, I actually fell down my first crushes, a rabbit hole of my first crushes Instagram the other
day. Really?
Not my first crush.
What's
but
he doing?
One of my deepest crushes. He works in, this is going to make it obvious. No. He works in like, he works for helping homeless people.
Cute.
Yeah. It's really quite sweet. Yeah.
What a good man.
He's... I want to be his friend. That's how I feel about
it. Add him up.
We're friends on Instagram.
Oh, you're friends on Instagram.
When I say first crush, I literally mean like I was 14. So it's not a real thing. But I'm like, oh my God, it took me down memory lane of like, he was so cool. Like, we were really good friends.
Aww. We're not that old, you know. Because half of our year, it was like 15.
That's half. That's quite a lot.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Now, when I think, well, 15 years ago, I was 15. That's mad young.
Yeah, but 15 years is a really long time.
Is it?
And as in 15 years, we're going to be...
If I give you 15 46. Quid, you wouldn't be happy, would you?
I mean, pounds
not
a
lot. It's not a lot.
A pound a year is...
But if I gave you £50, that's a lot. So £15.
£50 is nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
No, 15 years ago. 50 is 50. Nothing as well now. Yeah, nothing's true. Anything.
Nothing's
it's got to be £50,000 before it's anything.
Even then, what's it going to get
it'll
you?
It'll be gone in a couple of months.
A car garage.
No, it is. Nothing means anything anymore. In 15 years, Ricky, you're going to be 46.
It's all right. I'm really looking forward to my 40s. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, but I'm saying
I'm going to be that
girl. I feel very far away from 46. So it feels like a lot.
It's around the corner.
Are you all right? You just said 15 years. Which one is it?
I'm just trying to manage. No. Wait, let me think.
Are you
alright? No, but anyway, no, yeah, 15. We weren't 15 very long ago.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like when my mum says she's 15, I'm like, cool. Like, years ago. So,
yeah. Quite, you probably can't even remember it.
Yeah,
can you?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's so long ago. Like, wow. I can't even, but I feel like my mum was a teenager. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your mum was 5 years old once?
I always think that of my mum. Like, you were a baby. Yes. Like, you were somebody's baby. Like, you were born and they all came to see you because you were a baby. And look at you now. Fucking hell. And I'm going to have some crazy kids someday that look at me and they're like, you've always been old.
Yes.
And it's like,
oh yeah,
I've
true,
proper not always been old, you know.
We're young. Well, you'll be still wearing your combats, hopefully.
I had a proper good daydream about that the other day. I was thinking, basically, some girl recorded a really funny video of her mum. And her mum was dressed like a mum. Like,
yeah.
She was wearing like, I want to say like a red long skirt and a matching red like, cardigan thing and a top under of like beads and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're never gonna be those mums. Like, we're never gonna be mums who dress like mums. I think we're always gonna be cool.
I'm already not cool. So I'm
really?
Definitely, yeah, I'm not cool. I don't dress cool.
But
I wanna dress like a mum. I know I am.
What,
I already wear
mean,
my mini skirts.
Like what?
I love a mini skirt and
what kind of. Oh yeah, you actually are gonna dress like
I'm
a mom.
I'm gonna dress like a mom.
You're modest.
Yeah, I'm really modest, yeah. You're not.
No, I'm not.
But don't embarrass your kids.
I'm gonna
with
be
a mini skirt.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick them up from school in heels. Platform heels and a mini skirt.
Come on, Laquisha.
That's gonna be me. With my lip piercing. That's actually gonna be me.
Oh my gosh, the school gates. Remember that? I was going to say something really racist. I was going to say, did your parents pick you up from school? Was it your older siblings? Or like,
my parents.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can probably count how many times my siblings.
Really?
They never picked me up from
in school. I never, like, most of maybe the African children. Maybe African? Yeah, it was always the siblings. Like, I remember. Sounds bad mom saying it. No, all the African kids. Yeah,
that's like, that's how it sounds.
Never had no one at home. No
one. I'm struggling to cope because that's how it sounds. All the African kids. They never had any of their parents come. It was always a sibling. And they were only kids themselves.
No, but it was true. Like,
really?
Yeah, I remember even thinking, because, yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
I feel like
I never saw any of the, and I feel like a lot of them sometimes,
a
lot of the African peoples.
Oh, Jesus.
They would go home to, like, together, like, as a pack. If they live close, if they was, like, neighbors or something, it would be like, oh, you guys all go home together. So you're safe.
Mm. As in all the kids would go home together.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I feel like, no, I don't really have that experience. In my primary school, I think it was a mix. It was like, there were some that it was their older siblings for sure.
Mm.
But a lot also, like when I think of a lot of my closest friends, it was their parents.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no. It was mainly, and I remember actually in, when I was a family support worker, I had a bit of a back and forth with one of the girls because she said it. She was like, oh, like, none of them pick their, none of the African parents pick up their kids. And I was like, maybe it's because of the jobs that they do. Like, maybe it's like the shift pattern doesn't work for them. It's not they're just lazy and don't pick up their kids. But she was trying to say like,
that
oh,
was
not
a thing. Yeah. That's so interesting because even now when I think about like my nephew's school, it's not exclusive to race. Like a lot of his friends, they get picked up by their siblings. Yeah. And it's just a mix. It's just a mix. I don't really have a correlation in my head that is like, yeah, defo.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, no, I do remember as a child. Like I didn't see a lot of, like I, maybe parents, he was like, oh my God, that's your mom. Like I never had no clue who the parents were.
Okay, yeah, that sounds a little bit more familiar. I remember that more for secondary school. Yeah, a lot of people
used to beg mom to come to the parents' evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I used to hide it.
I remember one time I was so annoyed. My mom didn't go to my parents' evening in primary school, and I begged her to come. But I was like, please don't come in your fish and chip uniform. Like, because she wears a fish and chip shirt. And she came in and I thought, you've ruined it. Like, and you smell like fish and chips.
She must smell delicious.
No, she did. It was like grease.
Oh.
I was like,
there's nothing worse than like feeling embarrassed. Imagine your kid being like, you embarrass me.
I know.
And you know, some kids are like, my mom's cool. Like they're excited. Like, my mom's picking me up. And it's like, wow, your mom looks so cool. She's so young. And like, then you're the one, not just you, it's just me too. Like the one that's like, stay in the car. I'll come and meet you outside.
No, I used to get excited when mom, because my nan used to pick me up. She was an old lady. That's super annoying. Like, I was not, when my mom used to pick me up, it was more of a treat.
Okay.
Yeah, but my nan used to pick me up. I think, oh man,
I'm so dead. I think I did find it cool when my siblings picked me up.
Yeah.
And I think
is it gas?
When I picked Josiah up from school, he's like, Auntie Fola! Runs up to me, so excited. He's like, yeah, that's my Auntie Fola.
Yeah.
I'm the cool one.
I love
you. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. And I'm like, what are you saying, kids?
Yeah, you're cool, yeah.
Read your books, yeah.
Here's a fiver, get some sweets.
No, literally. You like get yourself a little sweet snacks and that. Off a school club. That's me. And it's so funny. Having this conversation is making me realize I need to play into it a little bit more for him. Because I'm always like, get in the car. I'm just like, shut up. I don't have time for your stupid friends. He'll be like, how the fuck can you beep? That's my friend. And I'm like, no. They're in their world. At that age, you're proper in a world of your own. Like, it's a whole world.
It's mad. Like, book bags.
Yeah. And
what's even in it? Nothing.
Book bags were so Nikki. I didn't know.
Yeah. Book bag.
I had one, but I'll be like, Nikki. I didn't want to carry it.
Oh, that's jokes.
A book bag. It's really cute, actually.
It is cute. Do you remember the book fair? Where they used to like,
bring loads of books and the whole school would be full of books.
Like, it was like books. It was like metal cages and they used to open them up on their own wheels.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys used to have like international food day?
Just specific of food. No, I don't remember that.
We used to have International Food Day.
Did you?
And it was a whole thing. Like, we did a dance, like we did a performance.
Wow.
And then the food would be like international food at lunchtime.
Ooh.
Food from all around the world. Of course, there was shalom. I remember there's one that stands out to me. We did a dance to Independent Women. And my sister helped us with the routine. She came into the school. She's like, right, girls, you go left, right.
Did she really?
Yeah.
How did she get in?
How did she get in? She was allowed in.
Oh.
She was teaching us a routine.
Oh, wow.
For International Food Day. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's so funny. Oh. Like, kids are just so stupid. I'll never forget when my parents went on holiday I think I've told the story. My siblings gave me bread and butter for school dinners. My parents went to Italy and they, when they would go on holiday, they'd never take us for starters. And they would always do like a massive food shop in the house that is supposed to last us the week that they're gone. They did do that. My siblings were like, no, no. They, I think they gave them the money the food shop.
Yeah.
And all I remember, the house was just full of snacks. There was no food.
Did you say that's Solero's? Or,
yeah. The freezer from top to bottom, every single shelf, was full of Solero. That was the food. And I did pack lunch. So they sent me to school with bread and butter in a, as a sandwich. And I remember I was eating my bread and butter sandwich and one of the school helper ladies, you know, they have like helpers standing they around do, the dining room. Yeah. She came and she was like, are you okay? What's in your sandwich? And I was like, chicken. And she said, let me see. And the shame that washed over me when I opened that sandwich to show her butter. And it, you know, as a child, we just looked at each other.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything else. We just looked at each other. It was like, I lied. You know I lied. And I ate my so bread and butter sandwich. But you know one of the things that they used the money for?
What?
My sister wanted to do a dance performance to Moulin Rouge with her two friends.
Yeah.
And they bought outfits. They bought corsets.
What?
And like stockings with the food shopping money. And do you know the craziest part? I wasn't allowed in. They locked me out so that they could do the performance.
What? For who?
I don't know, the local area. Oh, God. They let all the local friends in.
I'm so and
they
locked sorry. Me out.
I probably remember being like, when is it going to be over?
What was she doing?
Playing out. Oh. I was just waiting for them to finish. And I remember seeing the courses like, this is why I didn't have a sandwich. This is what I had nothing to eat.
I'm so
they
sorry,
proper man. Went shopping and bought corsets.
No.
My sister was so naughty. So naughty.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember, I think each one was £40. I remember. They were very expensive, like,
yeah,
especially for back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Bear in mind, they were like 14.
Wow.
Like, these are all proper kids. They were probably like 13, 14. Naughty.
Kids are wayward, ma'am.
Hmm.
But anyway. Yeah, we've just spent this episode just chair rubbish.
Absolutely.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. How toxic of us.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week.
Have a blessed and beautiful
See you later.
Bye.